This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House has announced that a second summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the end of February. The announcement was made after President Trump met in the Oval Office for about 90 minutes Friday with Kim Jong-chol, a former spymaster and North Korea's top nuclear envoy. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the administration is continuing to make progress on this front.
The president had about an hour and a half long meeting. There was a U.S. delegation, which will send out those specific names here shortly. I can tell you Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in the room, as well as several others from the president's team. It was productive, and they're going to continue those conversations.
The first summit produced a vague commitment by Kim to work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, but Pyongyang has yet to take what Washington sees as concrete steps in that direction. The White House has denied a BuzzFeed report that President Trump ordered his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal in 2016. The report cited two unnamed law enforcement officials and says that Mr. Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress and that Cohen regularly briefed Mr. Trump and his family on the Moscow project, even as Trump said he had no business dealings with Russia. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the report was, in her words, absolutely ridiculous. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office issued a statement late Friday saying that the BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by the office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. A BuzzFeed spokesman said the website stands by its reporting and is working to determine exactly what the special counsel is disputing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says he will make a major announcement about the government shutdown and border security during an address to the nation Saturday. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, the president's announcement comes as a partial shutdown heads into its 29th day.
We're stuck.
On the Senate floor, Republican Rob Portman said he's more discouraged now than at any time over the past 28 days because both sides are refusing to make progress to end it.
That makes this shutdown particularly stupid.
Outside Washington, Virginia Senator Mark Warner was visiting furloughed workers and said fellow Democrats are willing to talk about border security.
Absolutely. How many times can we say?
But it will only happen once the government reopens. He says Democrats will not cave to President Trump's border wall demands before then.
You don't reward a bully.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The UN Human Rights Office said on Friday that it had documented 34 people killed, 59 wounded, 241 arbitrary arrests in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were announced a week ago. Ravinia Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
So we are very concerned about this, and we call on all sides to seek to resolve the situation through dialogue and not to resort to violence.
The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, has contested the result based on his camp's tally, saying that the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Tshisekedi and Kabila deny this. The December 30th vote was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Thousands of protesters gathered in Washington for the annual March for Life. AP's Matt Small has details.
Dreary weather and a partial government shutdown weren't enough to keep anti-abortion supporters from coming to the National Mall.
I say pro, you say pro.
Vice President Pence told the thousands of protesters their voices are being heard despite Roe v. Wade remaining the law of the land.
Life is winning in America once again.
In videotaped remarks, President Trump assured the crowd that they have a champion in the White House.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
Matt Small, Washington.
And demonstrators in Greece are planning a massive rally Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. Greeks have been divided over the deal in which Macedonia will change its name to the Republic of North Macedonia, and Greece will drop its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.